zawsze ma Ewangelię ze Szlomo, tym Malka. Witam lefłata Szlema szel Ewut Gidoni jako Ubezat Hashem, Shalom Alechem לפרטה שלמה של שמעון מחלוף בן שלום. What can I say? Rav Alter David Chaim Stern is in he woke up, he's okay, he's better. Chacham Avraham Chai got a stroke. Rav Shalom Arush Ben Yamna, I heard from Rabbi Aaron Stern that the decree was actually on him, but it's been cancelled. And he's okay, but all of the family are recovering. All of those three friends, Chacham Avraham Chai and Rav Stern and Rav Shalom, all of them in 1 week were supposed to have a conference meeting over there in heaven, but Hashem helped us. Now Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo ben Malka, the Maharosh HaKadosh, is in critical situation in hospital. Rav Berland, exile, tikkunim from here to heaven. They're not letting him come to Eretz Israel and trying to make another plot on conspiracies on him. And he's not a young guy. And what are we doing? במקום שאין איש, in a place that there is no man, ישתדל להיות איש, you need to be a man. It's our job. We need to believe and we need to know. You remember last week we spoke about that issue that the Torah has been given to us, even though that we're Baal Teshuvah, and Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moran, in that Torah that we're learning now, in Torah 37, that Adrabah, you need to be careful to respect the Bnei Amei Aretz, the people that are coming from poor families, of not of Talmidei Chachamim, people that are not educated in Limud HaTorah. Be careful from them and to respect them. Why? Because from them the Torah is going to reveal to the world. So Ovadia told me something so sweet, so nice, that even the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that received the Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the Torah, he didn't know Torah. The Torah haven't been given yet. So you see that all of the Torah is coming through a hand of a person that haven't... Every chidush, if not every chidush, something new, you realize, you learn something chadash, something new. That thing came to you, and 1 moment ago, you didn't have nothing. That's all of the way that the Torah is being given to us, and for sure the Geula is going to be the same, exactly the same. Why? Because the Torah has been given to us mimidbar matana, from the desert, as a free gift. Only when you realize that you are like the desert, that you don't have nothing, that nothing can grow out from you, that you don't have no fruits, no trees, no water, no lakes, no springs, nothing, you're dry, dead, like the desert. Have to drink, have to breathe, have to find a shade, a place to hide. And mamash, you reveal to all dangers of the desert. Only then you can receive the Torah as a gift, as a free gift. It means that you realize that you're not worthy, then you become to be worthy. That's what it makes you to be worthy. And who is less worthy than us? For who it's more easy to understand that he's not worthy than us? That you just need to... You can still check your emails, you don't need to go back. you can still watch your text messages from 2 years ago. The WhatsApp, you can still check your WhatsApp even. You don't need to go to the ancient emails. In your WhatsApp you can check where you're holding. So for people like us, it's very easy, it's simple to understand. You just make a phone call home, you talk to your mother, you talk to your friends, the neighbor came, he asked for you, and you remember that friend. And so, this is it, you know, you remember. So for people like us, it's very easy to understand how far we are from Hashem, how holy Hashem is, how huge are the righteous people. You look at them and you say, what's my connection to them? Am I in the right nation? I'm also a Jew? It's all, yes, for sure, I'm with them, with those righteous people. Okay, that's the time that you become to be one with them. That's exactly the moment that you united with them. What's happened with Yitro? This is Parashat Yitro now. What's all of the story of Yitro? What Yitro saw that brought him there? He saw all of what the Hashem Yitbarach made with Am Yisrael, the miracles, and he realized that he's so far from all of that. He saw that with all of the idols that he was worshipping all of his life, no miracles happened to him. Never, never, never. Have you ever worked it out somehow to buy a house by doing 6 hours prayers to a cross? Can someone buy a house like that? He's standing 6 hours in front of a cross and he's going to buy a house. It's not happening, those things. Why it's not happening? Because Hashem is not answering through those, through idols. But when you come and you commit yourself in a humiliating thing that causes bodedut, that you come to Hashem and you say, Hashem, I'm not able to do nothing, I'm not able. Buddha never bought no houses to no one, Ganesh, Krishna, they never bought houses in 6 hours of it, Buddha, to no one, no one, no one. Why? Because when you worship idols, you're still stuck in the physical world, no matter what. Only when you cancel yourself 100% to infinity, to endless, and then you check yourself and you say, there is nothing here, nothing here, nothing. I'm not here even. Even me worshipping something is not here. I'm not here. Enod milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem. Then, and not chasing yourself and hating yourself and blaming yourself and insulting yourself and slaughtering yourself and breaking yourself to pieces. Not at all. You just realize that really there is only Hashem. There is only Hashem. And when you cancel yourself to that, so Hashem can express himself like that also. I sat with a person in my house in a shidduch. A person came with his future wife, hopefully for a shidduch. They came, they sat, and they talked, and we talked. And while they were talking, I told that woman, so you need to move from your parents' house in the street Rehov Arba'a to the street across, to another street. And she looked at me and she said, how do you know that my parents live in the street Rehov Arba'a, in the Rehov Arba'a street? So I had to admit that I didn't know, but now I need to give an explanation that I said it. I said, you need to move out from the house of your parents in Rehov Arba'a. So what you do, how are you going to explain that? Moshe, you have an explanation? What are you going to say? I didn't know, no one told me, and I still said Rehov Arba'a when she was sitting there, and her parents lived in Rehov Arba'a. So what's the answer? So I explained it in a very simple way. I said, when you sit in a conversation with a person, and you have your selfish will to express yourself, you have things to say, so your friend cannot talk. What to do? He came to listen to you. If really you have what to say, he cannot express himself today. But if you don't have nothing today, and you are there only to hear him, and you have all of the time in the world to listen to what he got to say, so he can express himself, and he can talk. And you're going to feel the best, even if you're not going to say a word, you're going to feel loved, and that you care about him, and that you listen to him, and that you're so wise, and you haven't opened your mouth a word, and you're so wise. Why? Because you let him express. When you serve Hashem, and you don't want to bring yourself, you just want to listen to what does Hashem have to say, so Hashem can talk through your mouth. This is it. Hashem can reveal himself, and Hashem knows where our parents live. I don't know where our parents live, but Hashem can tell it. Hashem can say it. Because I didn't have no interest, I wasn't there for me. I was there only to listen to them, only to hear him, only to hear her, only to try to work it out between them. And I was there only for Hashem. I wasn't there for me, Baruch Hashem. The pidyon they gave already. I'm kidding. I was there only for them. So if I was there only for them, so Hashem can express himself. And this is something that belongs to each and every one of us. Because what's the problem? B'makom she'en ish ishtadel liot ish. In a place that there is no man. Alright, we need the tzadikim. What are we going to do? The tzadikim, the tzadikim. Ephraim, where are they? They're not here. So what now? We're going to give up because they're not here? Moshe is on the mountain, standing and praying. So what are Israel now in the valley? In front of the sea. The Egyptians are running and chasing after them. What are you going to do? You have to have Nachshon ben Aminadab. You have to have him. And who is that Nachshon ben Aminadab? It's you. It's Avram Binyamin, it's Obadiah, it's Moshe, it's Binyamin, it's Tuvia, it's everyone. It's everyone. Who is that Nachshon ben Aminadav? Nachshon ben Aminadav, it's you, it's me. It's the person that is saying, hey, we have to do something. This is it. We cannot wait anymore. We cannot wait anymore. We cannot pray anymore. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is telling him, Moshe, what are you screaming? Go! I'll open the sea for you all. Don't worry. Just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. So it's our job to keep on walking. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot walk with us every step, every step. We need to believe that he's walking with us. Each and every one of us have to believe in himself, in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe, you have to realize, it's simple, it's obvious. If you're just going to observe on it a little bit, to look at your life, you're going to see that the miracles that you had until today were huge, 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 huge miracles you had in your life. And not for no reason. They came because Hashem wanted to tell you, look, I'm with you. And if Hashem shown you that He's with you until now, it's not going to stop. Now Hashem brought me to do tshuva, and now I made a nice tshuva until today. Baruch Hashem, I'm keeping Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, I'm learning Torah a few hours a day, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and wonderful. This is it. From now on, what I'm going to do, I should do, I should start thinking about myself. No, Hashem brought me here. And from that place and on, also Hashem going to help me to progress. Because it's Hashem's will. Hashem's will is to bring all of Am Yisrael to Israel. And not only that, not only houses and backyards and porches and I don't know what, struggling to pay the mortgage. Borei Olam wants all of us to be rich. Borei Olam wants all of us to be healthy. Wants also all of us to have shalom bayit, peace in the house, educated children, everything. Everything. I don't, if someone have an iPhone, what's going on with you? Rabbi Yisrael, I need an iPhone. Talmidei Chachamim, it's harder to ask in this generation than iPhone, so I'm asking for an iPhone. There is this verse that is saying, Shuvu Elai Vashuva Elechem, that Hashem Yitbarach is saying. In the beginning of the verse, Hashem Yitbarach is saying to Am Yisrael, it's my will, it's my desire. So to ask one of you to remember the verse, where it's at, and what's the... So it's better to ask for an iPhone. So Hashem Yitbarach is saying, listen to me. Hashem is saying, listen, it's my desire, it's my will to reveal my mercy to you. Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is suffering. And then Hashem is saying, Shuvu Elai Vashuvu Elechem. So do tshuva, and then I'm going to be able to reveal myself to you, to reveal my mercy. But it's my desire, the Retzoni Chishki, it's my desire, Hashem is saying over there. It's His desire to reveal His mercy, but He cannot. Why? Because we're not doing tshuva yet. And if He's just going to give you now the answer without you done something to receive it, you're not going to be worthy. You're not going to feel ready to receive it. If you're going to receive it, you're going to reject it. You will not going to understand that it's a free gift, that it's a wonderful thing for you. To accept the process, to accept the expectation, the time that you wait. This is the real wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach. This is the real thing that we need to understand. Hashem, He wants to be with you. Hashem, He loves you. You don't know how much Hashem loves you. You can never imagine how important you are to Hashem Yitbarach. But if Hashem Yitbarach is going to reveal all of His love to you, He's going to cancel your free choice. And it's like that you haven't received nothing. So Hashem has to hide His face. And it's His greater sorrow. He cannot stand it. He's crying every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mistarim tifkeh nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. Why is crying? Because of the arrogance of Bnei Israel. What's arrogant caused? Arrogant caused the difference, the separation. That you want to be something. He wants to be rich. He wants to be a Talmid Chacham. Even if you serve Hashem, He wants to be righteous. He wants to be holy. He wants to marry already and to have a house and to have children. It's all a certain being that separates you from Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you to be separated from Him. This is the only thing. He just wants you to be humble. And in the moment that you're humble, you see Hashem. You see God. You see God in your life. And it's not a hard thing to do. It's only a matter of will. It's only a matter of will. Elai korim Seir. Hashem is calling to me from Edom, from Seir. From the most contaminated places, He's calling me. He's calling me. He's calling me. He's calling me, really he's calling me from those places. He's calling me from those places, he's telling me, hey, I'm in the exile. Who can save Hashem? Who can save Hashem? En asir metir atzmo mibet ha'asurim. A prisoner cannot take himself out from prison. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is in a prison. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself is with his children. And the children are in the exile. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochen itam betoch tum otam. So he's with them in their contaminated places. So he's in the exile. He needs someone free to set him free. Who is that? It's us. It's you. You're free. It's you. You're free. It's you. You're free. You're free. You don't have time, but you're free. Every one of us have something that you can do. There was a story, I don't remember the name of that righteous man, unfortunately, and he went to visit in a certain place, a certain city, and at night over there, he wasn't there. That righteous man that was in that city came to visit. He wasn't in that Beit Knesset, in the Beit Midrash that evening. But in that evening, there was a group of guys, Hasidim, that came to make Melave Malka, Sudat Melave Malka, and also they were doing some Siyum Masechet or something like that, and they were drinking some alcohol and eating some snacks, and they were learning, and they were happy, and they were singing songs and stories from a Baal Shem Tov. And after a couple of hours, one of them, the one that arranged all of that nice evening, he saw that no more beers, no more alcohol, no more snacks. So he decided to go and to bring some more. And he ran and he brought back, and everyone was sitting for another couple of hours, and they were all happy and singing, and mamash, it was an amazing thing. And they all fell asleep in the Beit Midrash. In the morning, that righteous man woke up early to come to daven in the Beit Midrash, and he enters and he sees everyone sleep. Few of them on the tables, few of them on the benches, on the floor. Everyone finished the evening somehow. And he's sitting and talking, and he sees him, and one of them is waking up, and also that guy that was arranging everything, he woke up. And he sees him, immediately made in Netilat Yadayim, ran to him, to that righteous man, and told him, look, I'm so sorry, we're not used to sleep like that in the Beit Midrash, I'm sorry that you had to see us like that. But yesterday night we were celebrating, we were happy, we were learning, we were chatting, we were talking, and everything was so nice. And I also ran again to bring more drinks and more food, and it was so special, it was so nice, and mamash, it was an amazing night. And in the end, we all dozed off, we all went to sleep, and so I'm sorry that we... So he told him, you don't need to apologize on that you're still asleep here. You need to apologize why you haven't brought a third time. Because for those couple of hours that you were there, the Shekhinah been redeemed from her exile, totally, and she was with you here for all of those hours that you were celebrating here in the Beit Midrash, and she was so happy, so free, and she enjoyed it so much, and now that you fell asleep and you stopped your happiness, so she went back to her exile. On that you need to apologize, that you haven't kept that happiness until the morning and daven next with that. Who knows what could be if they would just keep on being happy until the morning. Isn't it something that we all can create very easily? To be happy together. Just to give up on all of our thoughts, on all of our bad thoughts, on all of our bad sadnesses, hirurim ra'im. No, what I'm going to do? I have to. If you're just going to listen to the voice of Hashem, and you're just going to make another step with Hashem, another step, another step, another step, you're going to be with Hashem Yitbarach 24/7, you're going to see Hashem. What it means? Now, your friends, there is a wedding tonight, Ichi is getting married. Alright, but what I'm going to do? I have to make it on time, but my wife, she needs, I'm moving apartment to tomorrow morning. What I'm going to do? Don't worry, relax. If you're going to make one step after the other, help her until 1, help her from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4, make lunch, sit, eat. And so you will not going to know what's going to happen with you until 6:59. It's true, it's for sure, it's obvious. But if you're going to function like Hashem wants you to function, you're going to be redeemed at 6:59. And then you can go. But if from 3, from 2, from yesterday, you're going to be in stress. What's going to be? But listen, you remember, tomorrow, I have a way. And you're not going to go. And Ichi can call you. And everyone can look for you. And you're in prison. Why? Because you're not with Hashem. But if you're with Hashem,
and you are throwing everything behind your back, and like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah 155, Kuf Nun Hey, you don't care about no canceling in your Avodat Hashem, and you know these interruptions in your Avodat Hashem, you just don't care. You don't care, you don't look at it. But I haven't learned Shtayim Mikra Echad Targum today, and I don't care about it. I don't care. In my Itbodedut, I'm going to do Tshuva Hashem. I wasn't learning my Shtayim Mikra Echad Targum today. Please give me the merit to do it. And this is it, and I'm moving on. Faster than you can imagine. Faster than you can imagine, I'm moving on. I'm not looking to the sides at all, but I haven't completed my Itbodedut. I don't care about it. I don't care. Tomorrow I'm going to do it, but now I'm starting my new, I don't care. I lost a day without a mikveh, and I don't care. I don't care, really, I don't care. Why I don't care? Because I'm here to serve Hashem for 120. I'm here to serve Hashem now in the present, so I lost my mikveh, so what? 20 years of my life I wasn't aware to the concept mikveh. It wasn't an option, a mikveh. Let me go to a mikveh. I don't want to tell you what I would answer. Who would go to the mikveh? Who would go to the mikveh? Who would go to the mikveh? It's not an option. And now, you have a desire to go to the mikveh. That desire is not important to you, but this is what that Hashem Yitbarach wants. Hashem wants you to want Him. When you want, you create like a magnet, an awesome, huge, enormous power of gravity, koch meshicha. You pull Hashem. When you want something, you pull it, you bring in it. You want Hashem, Hashem is coming. Shuvu elai v'ashuva elechem. If you're going to do tshuva, what it means tshuva? Tashuv Hashem, b'shuv Hashem. Et shiva tzion, hayinu kecholmim. We're just dreaming. We just need to dream. Keep on dreaming. That's your job. Can you do more than that? Can you do more than to dream? You cannot pray and praise and hope and yearns and scream to Hashem and to try again and to appreciate every success, every small success. Today you learned two lines of Gemara with Rashi. Isn't it huge for you? Is it a small thing for you that you were sitting today and learning two lines of Gemara? You know what those two lines of Gemara with Rashi means in heaven? You can never imagine. You can never in the world imagine what it means, two lines of Gemara, and especially to a foreign person like you, to a person that comes from the distance like you, for a person that came from New Orleans, from New York, from New Hampshire, from New Amsterdam, and make Aliyah, and he's here. We have students in Texas. Only cattle you have in Texas, and students of Dror Moshe. This is what you have. Cattle, cowboys, and students of Emunah Channel. Why? Because Hashem Yitbarach is waking people up. People are waking up. People are waking up. You have a person that he's got a huge screen in his house in Vegas, and he and his family are sitting every Friday morning and they're preparing themselves to Shabbos with a class of us. How can it be? How can it be? This is what that you have to do Friday morning in Vegas? This is what that you do? Yes, this is what that they're doing. Why they're doing it? Because Eli Korel Misair, because Hashem is calling to me from Edom. From the depths of the exile, Hashem is screaming. What is screaming? Save me. Save me. Hashem is screaming, save me. The children are following the mother. Hashem is in the exile. The sparks of Adam HaRishon, they fell to Egypt. So then all of Am Israel had to go to collect. What are we doing over there in all of those places? We're collecting. What are we collecting? The sparks of Beit HaMikdash. The sparks of Hashem Yitbarach that had been spread all over the place. From the destruction. We're going and we're bringing Hashem back with us to Zion. It's not Hashem. Hashem Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Israel. It's all together. You cannot force Am Yisrael to do tshuva, and you cannot force Hashem Yitbarach to come back. We need to cooperate, we need to connect ourselves with Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. And how are you going to do it? You're going to do it with Abba Israel. You're going to do it with love. You're going to do it with patience. You don't care. You don't care. Not today, tomorrow. Wonderful! Like the Rav Shalom said a few months ago, someone told him that Mashiach is suffering in the exile. So he said, so they're going to suffer. So he can suffer. What can you do? He needs to suffer, so that will suffer. Every righteous person that would switch with Mashiach would accept the exile of Mashiach and would suffer more. If you would understand what's going to happen when Mashiach would come, you would say, I'm not coming. You are Mashiach. I'm not coming. I'm not. Mashiach is refusing to come. Mashiach has got a free choice in his hand. If he wants to come, he's coming. But he's not coming. Why? Because he knows what's going to happen. When he is entering in the gates of Jerusalem, this is it. He's the last one. He's the Mekabetz Nidchamo Israel. He's the one that comes in the back. לא מקבלים יותר בעלי תשובה וגרים after the days of Mashiach. Not accepting more בעלי תשובה after Mashiach is in. This is it. You made a red line. This is it. No one can enter. This is it. Mashiach is saying, I'm ready to suffer. I don't care. Mashiach got that. Mashiach, he doesn't care to suffer. So he's suffering. What can you do to him that haven't happened yet? He doesn't care. So he will wait another year. He will wait another 20 years. Okay, so he will wait. It's better that he will wait. And each and every one of us, if we would be in his place, we would say, I will wait. I don't care. I will wait. For millions of Jews that are still behind. Millions of Jews that are not aware to the concept Hashem. People are writing to me in YouTube. What is Hashem? What is that thing Hashem that you keep on saying Hashem? You're saying Hashem in your classes. What it means Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. What's Hashem? You need to tell them the Lord, the Lord, they can understand. Tell them Hashem, they don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about Jews. They don't know the word Hashem. What can you tell them? What should we do? We need to scream and we need to go and we need to cover for all of that distance. And we need to go and to illuminate darkness. And this is our job. Until everyone going to call him in his name. Even the nations, all of the people. This is our job. No one can do it. No one can do it. No one in the world can do it. No one. No one. No one. Because to redeem those people, you have to talk in the language. You have to go through basic trainings in Hollywood. You have to. You have to. You have to. You have to. Because if you're not going to make huge movies that are talking about the greatness of Am Israel, people will never going to do tshuva. There are people that only through television and video and movies and crazy 3Ds, they can do tshuva. And they cannot do tshuva in no other way. They're not able. They're not. They're not talking that language. We're sorry. If it will not going to come to them through the screen, they will never going to hear you. They cannot believe. They're saying, oh, I saw it, yeah, I saw it in the television, yeah, I saw it in Channel 2, yes, I saw it. This is the only avenue that they have in their life, it's television. If it's not coming through those channels, they cannot believe it. They cannot. He can't believe it. Oh, but he saw it in the television, so it has to be true. This is it. He saw it. No, it was in the news. It was in the 8 o'clock news. This is it. Cannot argue with the news. So you have to come through the news. You have to come through the news. If you're not going to come through the news, you cannot come. The door is locked. This is it. He's watching news. You cannot. No one's home. You're not. We're not here. Sorry. My father is not in the house. Mother is not in the house. Who is answering? No, we're not here. Come another time. Why are they watching news now? So you have to come through the news. You have to come through the television. And who can come through the television except of someone that will waste 20 years of his life in the television? Only a person like that. This is our job. And we just need to believe in ourselves that we're useful. Hashem can use our abilities. And Hashem is greater than what that we think. You imagine to yourself, when I'm going to be like Rabbi Yoshua? When I'm going to be like Rabban Gamliel? Well, you will never going to be like Rabbi Yoshua. Relax. You will never going to be like Rabban Gamliel. Forget it. Go down from the La La Land imaginations. Come, land. Land with us. Bezrat Hashem, we're landing. Learning and landing every day. Relaxing ourselves. Understanding. We're never going to be Rabban Gamliel. We're never going to be Rabbi Yoshua. But we have our own job. And that job is not less important. Because Rabban Gamliel, if he would be here in this generation, he would poke his eyes. He wouldn't stand the contamination. Means that he's holier than you, but also you have more ability to stand up to suffering of the exile. So there is a side to say that you have a certain strength, power, that he doesn't have with all of his holiness, with all of his Kedusha. If you can cross the Ben Yehuda street and not to be confused and to go from your house to the yeshiva and to cross the Shuk Machne Yehuda and to live in Tel Aviv and to live in New York and to watch classes and to write text of itbodeduyot from New York, and I'm doing itbodedut and in the WhatsApp group, and they're saying we're here and we're doing, and I made 6 hours in this.
You
have to be amazed to understand how can it be that they have powers over there. They're driving with no gas, they're breathing with no air, they're alive with no food, with no water, with nothing, and they're alive and they're powerful and they have strength. Who are those? Those are the souls of Am Israel that fell into their contaminated places, and there's still Jews over there in that place, and they're still holy in those places, and they have enormous powers in those places, and they're giants and they're important, and they have power to redeem the world from those places. Who's going to redeem the world? You're going to go back to there to redeem the world? You cannot. The maximum that you can do is to send a few emails and fulfill my obligation. This is it for today. This is it. You had to make a phone call to the United States. It was hard. Right. So they have to do it. They have to redeem themselves. So we at least need to give a hand. At least we can call them. At least we can be in touch with them. At least we can pray on them. To pray on our brothers in the exile. That they're going to have powers and they're going to redeem the world. So Mashiach, we can wait. We're sorry. We don't want no one to suffer. But you cannot compare 6 million Jews to one Mashiach. With all the respect to Mashiach, that he is amazing, no doubt. We love him, we pray for him every day. But you cannot compare him to 6 million souls that needs help, that needs home, that needs house, that needs an option to come, to make Aliyah, to live in Eretz Israel between us. What's the difference between us to them? That we made it because of our fathers or because of you, that you had your courage to come. So okay, so your children are going to thank you on that, but what with all of the families? What with all of the holy tribes that are still in the exile? On top of that, we need to add that we're talking about the tribe of Yehuda and few Kohanim and Leviim. This is it. But we have another 10 holy tribes that are still stuck in the exile, and also them, we cannot go without them. Also them, we need to pray. We don't know even how to find them, where to search them, we don't know. 10 lost tribes, holy tribes of Am Israel. They're exactly like us, no difference. Just they're even farther than us. Even farther and farther than us. You cannot imagine the distance that they're. But it's our job to be the Mekabetz, to come and to be there for them, and to pray on them, and to love them, and to care. The thing that we have to have is a heart. This is what we have to have. We have to have a heart. For that we have a long, long way, long distance. But don't give up. When you connect yourself to a pure person, you've been purified already with his purification. And I'm sorry, I'm not a good example, I know. But still, if Ovadia, for an example, what can, he's talking a lot. This is why I'm bringing him. He's always talking in conference. But Ovadia is saying to me, I find myself talking on issues that 1 year ago I wouldn't talk about them. And I see that I'm talking about them from the heart. So what can I say? So and when I'm thinking where I learned that, so he's pointing at me, he blames me on all of what he's got to say, and he's blaming me in the end. But it's true, you cannot say that it's not. If he wakes up now to talk on righteous people, he heard me doing that. But now, from that inspiration, he goes and he talks about tzaddikim. And he can go and take that candle and to light thousands of other candles. And where I got it? I remember where I got it. I don't have a doubt where I got it. I got it from my rabbi. I don't have a doubt about it. And this is how you take, you receive, and you hand it to someone else. And you can illuminate the world like that. Easily, easily. You just need to believe in what that you do. Just need to believe in yourself. Really, I love Hashem, so I can talk about it. I want to learn Torah, so I can talk about it. I want to live in Eretz Israel, so I can talk about it. And now talk. And now go and talk with every person that you meet, with everyone that can hear you. Even a small thing, tell him, Hashem loves you. This is it, you made it. It's a goal, you scored, it's inside, you got it. He gonna work with it, don't worry, Hashem gonna help him. What? what that guy told me, to pray that Hashem loves me. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll talk to Hashem. Maybe really Hashem loves me, and he will try.
And now that he's got it for the truth, you don't need to worry about him at all. This is it. He's better than you. Thousands of times better than you.
This is the power. Just to keep on revealing our hearts and to believe that you have one, to know that you have one, to believe that you also have a heart and to express it. Let it be.
You want to sing it again?
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
I wanted to sing a different song with it.
Let it be.
Yes!
Are you moving?